At least four candidates are seeking to represent New York's 45th State Senate District next year, after Republican Betty Little retires. Betty Little has served in the State Senate since 2003, and her 45th district is the largest in the state, covering Warren, Clinton, Essex, and Franklin counties, and parts of St. Lawrence and Washington counties. When she announced she would retire in December, Republican Assemblyman Dan Steck threw his hat in the race. He spoke to WAMC at the time.
I am a North Country guy, and I've got the passion to do it. I think that I have something that I can contribute to try to maybe slow some of the direction that New York City is tending to bring us. And so when Senator Little said she was retiring, you know, I just felt like I had a role to play to help in the Senate.
Steck's 114th Assembly District is located in the southern part of the 45th Senate District. A former Queensbury Town Supervisor, he was first elected to the Assembly in 2012. Steck knocks the current state government, controlled entirely by Democrats.
In good economic times, we've got a $6 billion hole to fill this year. We're going to have to make some hard decisions, and we can't keep saying yes to everything because our $176 billion state budget is only going to balloon from there.
Two candidates are seeking to run against Steck in a Republican primary. Carmen Bogle is the mayor of the village of Cambridge in Washington County, first elected in 2015. Bogle highlights her career in village government and also her experience working part-time for Republican Jake Ashby, who represents New York's 107th Assembly District.
I think coming into this with the local government perspective will be extremely helpful. Because local governments, they are in the trenches of government.
Among her priorities, Bogle is focused on mandate relief. With the budget season underway, much of the conversation in Albany has focused on Medicaid. Municipal leaders across the state are concerned about potential increases in their Medicaid payments to close the state budget gap, while at the same time remaining under a tax cap.
So one year, I was only allowed to increase the levy by $6,000. But when you have mandates come down that, you know, pretty much eat away that, you start looking at your budget and trying to process, well, how are we going to still provide the basic services that we do and meet these demands?
Also seeking the Republican nomination is Kevin Beery, a retired English teacher from Colton in St. Lawrence County.
I think, you know, I can bring a fresh perspective to Albany because, you know, I'm not a politician.
Beery calls himself a conservative Republican with traditional values. His focus is on development in the Adirondack region.
I think the area could be developed for tourism, wellness tourism especially, which is tourism associated with fitness and health.
Beery has strong views on New York's party system. He wants to abolish so-called fusion voting, which allows minor parties to cross-endorse candidates. He blamed fusion voting for his loss in a run for county legislator 2 years ago, saying his Democratic opponent was also on the working families and conservative party lines, endorsements he characterized as conflicting.
So if I do get elected to the Senate, I would definitely introduce a bill to abolish fusion voting.
Also in the running is Kimberly Davis, who has served as Clinton County Treasurer since 2014.
We need a moderate Democrat in the state Senate representing our area because I can have those conversations with our downstate friends. You know, my opponent might be able to say, I'm going to defend your rights, but if he doesn't have a voice or he doesn't have a seat at the table, how much is he really going to be able to do?
Davis, a Democrat, declared her candidacy in May 2019, well before Senator Little announced her retirement in the traditionally Republican district. Like her potential opponents, Bogle and Steck, Davis is also focused on mandate relief. She says she would also represent the district's rural values and prioritize fiscal responsibility.
To me, it's acting in much of a bipartisan manner as possible. Not judging something on a bill on who is bringing in front of me, a Republican or a Democrat, but how are we going to pay for that?
State Senate primary elections are June 23rd. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.